As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, are you guys ready? If you're not ready, hit pause and start again when you're ready. But if you guys are ready, let's go ahead and begin today's Morning Mindset. I will admit to you guys that I do my best to stay away from pop culture, whether it's internet pop culture or socialist media pop culture or media-generated pop culture. I try to stay away from it. And it was only maybe a year or two ago that I familiarized myself and I learned about virtue signaling and what exactly virtue signaling is. And virtue signaling, for those of you who don't know, most of you probably do, but it's essentially saying or behaving in a way just to seem as though you are better than other people. Now, this has been going on for the entire history of humankind. This is not something that's new. This kind of behavior is not new, but we have a new title for it. There have always been people in your life, in my life, in the history of the world who have acted and pretended in a way to make themselves, in such a way to make themselves seem morally upright or morally better or more virtuous than you or I. And that's nothing new, but the virtue signaling is, I'll give you a great example. The Facebook picture overlays. You know, there's a terrorist attack in France. So we change our Facebook picture overlay to the French flag because I stand with France. No, you don't. How do you stand with France? You're sitting at your house in California or New York or Texas or Montana or wherever. And or you're in your office and you're like, oh, did you see the terrorist attack in France? Oh, I know, that's terrible. Well, I'm going to change my photo. It means it's meaningless. It's nothing. It means nothing. It's not going to stop terrorism. It's not going to help the victims of terrorism. It means nothing. But it's virtue signaling. Where does it bring us to right now? Let's talk about fear. Fear is a natural human response to danger. Now, sometimes this danger is very real. You know, going all the way back to, you know, our great ancestors, the cavemen. If you saw a wild animal, you were afraid of it because the wild animal, whether it was a tiger or a wolf or whatever, or a bear, very likely could kill and eat you. So you were very afraid of that. Fear was a natural thing. Fear is natural. Human beings have a natural fear of dangers and threats. Now, taken to the extreme, because that's the way human beings are, the human mind works, is we become afraid of other things. They're phobias. Phobia is what? Is an unreasonable or unfounded fear. People are afraid of going outside. People are afraid of closed spaces. People are afraid of, you could say spiders, but, you know, if you're afraid of a black widow, that's a good thing because it could hurt you or kill you, or a brown recluse or something like that. It's good to be afraid of them. But if you wake up every day afraid that a spider might crawl on you, then it's unreasonable. Fear is a natural human response to danger or threats. And that's a good thing. Because if we didn't have fear, if you weren't afraid of heights, the reason that people are afraid of heights is because if you fall off a roof or out of a tree or off of a cliff, you're probably going to die. Okay, that natural fear of heights, you're like, I don't want to scale the edge of this mountain and I'm afraid of it. And you're like, oh, you're just, you know, afraid. Yeah, I am afraid because if I slip and fall and I fall all the way down to the bottom of this mountain, I'm going to die. That's a natural thing. It's okay. People should be afraid of wild, vicious animals, predatory animals like mountain lions and bears, wolves, you know, you name it. You should be afraid of those things because they're predators. They eat meat and you are made of meat and they would like to eat you. So that is a perfectly well-founded fear. And where do we see people get in trouble? Well, morons, and I will say that most generously, morons from large cities will come out here to the West, and they will go to places like Yellowstone. And they will try to approach bears or other wild animals. They'll try to approach the bison, the American buffalo, and then the buffalo trample them. And then they're shocked and in dismay. And people are like, oh, my Lord, the person got trampled by a buffalo. Yeah, it's a wild animal. You're supposed to be leery of wild animals. People go to these drive-through zoo things, these drive-through wildlife parks, and roll their windows down. And the lion grabs them and pulls them out of the car. Like, yeah, that's what lions do. You were supposed to be afraid or have a natural fear of that predator, but you lost it. When people lose their natural fear of threats or danger, it's it can be detrimental. But fear is a tool. Fear is a tool that God put inside of you to try and keep you safe from danger. Fear is not a virtue. Fear is not a lifestyle. And what we're seeing and what we're witnessing right now in the United States of America, and I'm sure other places too, but I don't live other places. I live here in America. We are witnessing people who, by their fear, their display of fear, believe that that makes them better than you. It makes them more virtuous than you. The more fear and compliance they exhibit, the better they are, or so they think, or so they behave. And they behave as though because they are in constant fear, that makes them a better person than you. And if you're not in fear like they are, and if you do not display how afraid you are, then there's something wrong with you, but not them, because they're afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, fear is not a virtue. Fear is supposed to be a natural response, a natural emotional response that you have to threats and danger. Real threats and real danger. As an adult human being, you are supposed to be able to think and reason and use your logical mind to determine what fears are well-founded, are realistic, and are worth worrying about. Because some are not. Believe it or not, I know this is going to shock you, but there are some things that the media tells you to be afraid of that you really don't need to be afraid of. And then there are other times when you are told, oh, don't worry about that, don't be afraid, and you actually should be pretty darn concerned. Such as when the government, when the state just decides that there's a flu virus in the air, so we're going to open up the prisons and we're going to let the rapists and robbers and violent criminals out. Oh, we said we weren't going to do that, but we did it anyway. You should be concerned. That is where you should place your concern, your fear, what have you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you take one thing from today's show, it's this: fear is not a sin. It's not wrong to be afraid, as long as that fear is well-founded. But fear is also not a virtue, and it's not supposed to be a lifestyle. Take that with you, put that in your hat, and put that coin in your pocket and carry it with you today. I'm your host, Paul Markle. I've got a lot of other things to do today. I got a list in front of me of all the things that I need to get accomplished. But this is one of them, and it's done. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.